James Woods done with Twitter until free speech is allowed. By Jerome Hudson on May 10, 2019. Veteran actor James Woods declared that he won't come back to Twitter until the social media platform and its founder, Jack Dorsey, defend free speech for all Americans. "Twitter demanded that I rescind my tweet paraphrasing Emerson," Woods said in a statement. "It now seems they have chosen to delete that tweet from my account without my permission. Until free speech is allowed on Twitter, I will not be permitted to participate in our democracy with my voice. As long as Jack Dorsey remains the coward he seems to be, my Twitter days are in the past." The two-time Oscar-nominated actor was banned from Twitter last month after posting a paraphrased Ralph Waldo Emerson quote, "If you try to kill the king, you best not miss," accompanied by the hashtag #HangThemAll. Ire over Woods' suspension reached the White House, with President Donald Trump accused Twitter and their partner, the Democratic Party, with colluding to crush conservative voices on social media. "How can it be possible that James Woods, and many others, a strong but responsible conservative voice, is banned from Twitter?" President Trump said last week. Social media and fake news media, together with their partner, the Democrat Party, have no idea the problems they are causing for themselves. Very unfair. Twitter ban Woods while left-wing Hollywood figures and verified media members have gone so far as to incite violence on Dorsey's platform without reprisal. The casino star's ban from Twitter came amid a larger purge of conservatives from the Silicon Valley company. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter at Jerome E. Hudson.